my kids and me, we was driving and it was raining and really cold. And we saw a guy with a sign asking for some help. And I just gave him $5. And my daughter asked me, Mommy, why we don't take him to dinner? I say, okay, let's make a U-turn. But he was not there. And we were thinking, we have to do something. Willie, you remember the first dinner together?
Yes, I do.
It was Christmas 2010.
The church van came, picked some of us guys up from the men's shelter. And I'm like, why is this lady coming to the roughest place in Charlotte to do this for us? Some must be fishy about this. But I said, I'm going to go. And when I got out of the van, I smelled the cooking. And then I saw you. I saw a smile on your face. It made everybody feel welcome and comfortable. And when you cooked, it was like what my mom used to cook. And you know, I haven't had that kind of feeling in a long time. And I really needed that.
That night, I finished all the stuff in the kitchen. And when I got to the buffet tables, you guys all together started singing the Feliz Navidad song. And I say, oh my gosh, you're singing in Spanish. And I start crying.
Everybody just gave you a standing ovation pretty much. It's just, you don't make us feel homeless. You know us by names and faces. And we know y'all care. Before I met you, Jaleesa, I pretty much almost gave up. But that home-cooked meal, it just brought my self-esteem back up. And now I've got my own place. And
it's really amazing. And that gave me motivation, because I'm here in the United States by myself with my kids, and I know that is hard. That Christmas dinner is not just a meal, it's try to make your guys feel like we are family.
Every other Saturday feel like Christmas to me. That's why I keep coming. I'm always gonna keep coming.